So I'm sitting here and I'm minding my own business trying to interview Victoria. And mail comes in, screaming at me with all capital letters. Mike, you idiot. Actually, I'm embellishing. The idiot part's only implied. Headline. You are, all caps, wrong. Return to normalcy and diploma and decorum about Christ's birth and death. What follows then is a 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraph long lecture on what a uncatechized, stupid, head in the sand, imbecile Catholic I am. Because I got Christ's birth date and death el wrongo. You're just wrong. If you'd read the Bible instead of your stupid Catholic tradition, maybe you'd be good Christian every now and then, Mr. Church. To which I respond to wit. Let me tell you something, sir. I won't give your name out. The question of Christ's birth has been studied by very dedicated, I'm one of them, very truth-seeking historians. It's been studied for a long time. December the 25th is not some stupid arbitrary date that was made up by a bunch of moron freaking recalcitrant pagans in honor of some uber five-headed god in the second century. And wrong answer. Don't get me started. Sir, the Jewish historian Josephus assists us in determining that the date of Christ's birth is on the 25th of what we call December today. It is historically backed up and accurate. Put that in whatever pipe it is that you wish and toke on it. Number two. So, since the 25th of December does not come from some stupid pagan festival of a five-headed goat with a bunch of drunk Romans or Norsemen hanging around. Let's make it as a Christmas. Since it's an actual historical fact, and it is, if it takes 9 months for a baby to gestate, let's go ask Mongo. Mongo just pawn in ancient stupid Catholic game of life. Hey, Mongo. Hey, Llama. If we subtract 9 months from December, what do we get? December 25th. What do we get? Mongo say March 25th. March the 25th. March 25th. That sounds familiar. What time in the afternoon did St. John say he gave up the ghost? 3:15 p.m. I did read the Bible. I'm sick and tired of being insulted by whatever you are, Protestants, Jews, and whoever. They continue to insist that because we're Catholics, we don't own Bibles. Not only do I have a Bible, I have one that's got two languages in it, Latin and English, and I know how to freaking read it. If we subtract 9 from December, we get March 25th. Since we're actually consistent and what you think is a bunch of sorcery and wives' tales and stupid imbecilic traditions, we then use the same Bible that no Catholic owns. Oh, but we have leather-bound copies in Latin. Gee, I wonder where the King James translation. What was the King James translation based on? Geniuses? And where did they get it from? Geniuses? Search that question, because to be stuck in history is to stop being Protestant. Yes, I have a Bible, a Biblia Sacra. Since we like to be consistent and we don't like to deal in rumor and innuendo and we deal in frickin' fact, there's some passage in one of those things called a Synoptic Gospels about St. Elizabeth being pregnant with St. John the Baptist, and she was thought to be barren because she was old. Something about Zechariah being in the temple, but you ascribed a date to when he was in the temple. That's not the only date he can be in the temple, genius. Why don't you pull your Bible out and discover that there are actually two dates Zechariah could have been in the temple. One date places then the birth date, and we celebrate it in this menagerie of wives' tales and sorceries and innuendo and lies and deceit we call Catholicism, on June the 25th. Yes, stupid, head buried in the sand, following imbecilic tradition instead of Bibles, instead of the Bible the church wrote. There was no Bible until St. Ambrose, genius, a Catholic bishop, genius, sent St. Jerome, genius, to the Holy Land to go retrieve, genius, the Hebrew and Greek text, genius, and translate them, genius, into what's called the Vulgate. Why is it called the Vulgate? Well, most of the Roman Empire, genius, spoke vulgar, common man's Latin, genius. Thus, the Biblia Sacra translated, it was decided, into the Vulgate so the most amount of people could have access to it. Yes, I am a historian, sir. I don't like being called, insulted, as some kind of a monolithic brain-dead robot that can't freaking read and instead relies on tradition. And by the way, since when did tradition become a four-letter word to some of you people? Huh? Well, you and your tradition. Oh, let's ditch all tradition. You sound like a positively rank and file, maybe even in the leadership of the progressives. Congratulations. Right. You just don't know. You pick a Bible up there. Yeah, that's right. Catholics don't have Bibles. And if we do, we don't read them. Sure. And by the way, there's not a piece of the catechism, not one clause in that catechism that you so like to revile. Oh, but you want the pieces of it that suit you. Because where did they all come from? Well, if they're not outright heresy, which most of yours are, where did the good ones come from? That's right. You stole them from us. And now you call it Christianity. Well, you go ahead and do that. All those catechisms, though, where did they come from? They's all based on the tradition. It's man-made stuff. Y'all's made it up. No. Maybe you ought to read one every now and then. If you'd like, pick one, and I'll send you the teaching on it. You're going to be shocked to find out that every other sentence has this thing called a footnote attached to it. And almost all the footnotes are, no, Mr. Church, don't say it. Yes. Bible quotes. Bible quotes. Well, that's right. Imbeciles, idiots, following tradition, heretics, blah, blah. Never heard it before. Never heard it before. So, no. Our Lord was crucified and died on the cross on the 25th of March, 33 A.D., approximately. Let me put a circa in front of that so you don't lose your mind trying to nail the date down and prove that wrong too. 3:15 p.m., which is why I've said on this show about 150,000 times, I don't know why it stuck today. That's when the full-on assault of Moloch and the boys began. Because, well, actually, Moloch didn't know until Easter Sunday. Till Christ went and said, hey, Moses, Elijah, Daniel, Ezra, you know, Judith, my homies, come on. I'm here to take you to heaven. Till that happened, Beelzebub didn't know. But then he knew. So I might have predated the assault just a bit. But he had an idea when the veil at the temple ripped in half and the lightning storm ripped the ground open that something unprecedented had just happened. That's when the war began.